Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. My name's Steve Sexton. We just exceeded 700,000 listeners, so I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family and your associates. So keep doing that. We appreciate it. Today, we've got some really interesting stuff. One, I'm going to be talking about things in the market that nobody's talking about that could affect your lifestyle. Two, we have Michelle Cooper. Michelle Cooper is the CEO of a founder of Alchemy Accounting and Bookkeeping. It's a firm whose goal is to end suffering for entrepreneurs when it comes to bookkeeping and accounting. The big thing about Michelle, besides being a podcast host, business mentor, author, international speaker who specializes in refining both the practical and energetic aspects of money, ensuring businesses thrive with clarity and purpose, we're going to be talking about money mindset and money archetypes. And if we get into it, we might need to talk about a little debt wellness there that a lot of people are dealing with this time of year, as well as tax strategies as the year goes. So with that, Michelle, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Steve. I'm super excited to talk to you today. And congratulations on your podcast success.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think yours is doing pretty darn good too. So really want to get straight into it. One of the big things our listeners want to understand is money mindset. When we're talking about being an entrepreneur or just one with money, what mindset should we be focusing on?
Definitely an abundant mindset, an expansive mindset, right? So a lot of times we have this conditioning and this culture that we live in of not enough, of I don't have enough money at the end of the month, or things are so expensive. I'm not saying things aren't expensive, but when we get caught up in that narrative, it kind of backs up some conditioning that many of us grew up with. Personally, for me, I came from a hardworking middle-class family, commercial fishing industry. You had to work hard for money. My parents were immigrants from Europe. So there was a lot of scarcity there. There was a lot of like, we got to get what we can get is when we can get it kind of thing. And then there's this mindset of like, I got to hold on to everything that I can. What I've come to learn through my own shifting of my relationship with money is that we can see the greatest growth in our personal wealth, our success with money, looking at our conditioning, looking at our beliefs about money, and shifting them to away from lack and scarcity, to abundance, to expansiveness, to there's more than enough, to overflow.
I think that's a wonderful mindset, because a lot of people I do have that conversation with, and there's a lot of social media out there that really messes a lot of the mindset up.
Absolutely.
I just got to say, when it comes to this, yes, you see all these people on Facebook, your friends are going on trips and tours and all that kind of stuff, and you would like to go and you don't have enough money for that. But the reality is you don't really know. They might have spent 4 years saving for that one little trip, or they spent 6-8 months saving for that blouse or those pants, because you really don't know where they're at. But the problem is you see it every single day and it kind of messes with you and you create that desire. And I love the approach of abundance, because then you appreciate everything that you have and it makes life a lot easier. So I love that.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something there that's really important that I just want to touch on, gratitude. So one of the things that helped me was really leaning into gratitude heavily, but it's easy for us to have gratitude for the money that's coming in. The shift is when you can have just as much gratitude for the money going out. And that can be challenging for people, because they're like, damn you, phone bill, right? Or like electricity bill, or the cost of cauliflower or whatever. But if we can find some gratitude in the flow of money, the in and out, knowing that more is coming in, so we can let this go and be appreciative of it, that's the game changer.
You know, we all started from a place, and I came from a big family and had to work really hard for things. But there's always times when you wanted to do other things with the money as opposed to buy food. Let me put it this way, when you're a little younger, when you start realizing the food you buy nourishes your body and you have a healthy body so you can continue to do what you're doing or have the ability to think about what you're doing, that's something to be grateful for. One of the things that I've found, and I agree with what you're saying about gratitude, is if there's three things that you're grateful for every single day, and just think about them, review what they were last night. It could be just making that one phone call that somebody said, yeah, I'd like to talk to you. And that could have been the best thing of the day. Or being able to go work out to deal with your stress. Be grateful for those things because you're going to be better off for it. I totally agree with that. I love that mindset. And that has a lot to do with the relationship with money. Let's talk about that kind of love-hate relationship that people have with money. As opposed to looking at, hey, I don't have enough to buy this, this, and this, how should people really focus on the relationship with money?
So I think this is an amazing conversation because a lot of people don't understand that they have a relationship with money. And they're just like, oh, you know, money's this thing I love and I can't get enough of, or I hate dealing with money, I'm bad with math, whatever. That's just their belief system. That is maybe the things that they were told as they were growing up or their real lived experience. And when we understand that it's actually a relationship with money and we can shift that relationship, just like we could shift any other relationship in our life through curiosity, being curious. Like, I wonder what it would be like to have more than enough money. I wonder what it would feel like to earn twice as much money as I'm earning now, but not having to work twice as hard. Because that was my relationship with money. I thought I had to work really hard. I'll never get to where I want to be in regards to wealth because I'm already working at max capacity. How could I possibly do more? So when we can identify our current relationship with money and then also consider, how do we want to feel? Because to me, I came to understand that money is neutral. It's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It's just this neutral thing. You can do really good with money. You could do really bad things with money, but money itself is very neutral. But we, especially women, attach a lot of emotion to money, and we create a lot of meaning about it, and we own that identity. Like that meaning becomes our identity. One of my identities before that I had to shift was I'm bad with money because I was never a saver. My dad used to say, money burns a hole in your pocket, Michelle, right? When I was a little kid, he'd give me a quarter and I would immediately go to the store and spend it on candy. There was no saving any, there was none of that. And he would be like, money burns a hole in your pocket. You can never have money in your pocket. And that became my identity. I'm bad with money. It burns a hole in my pocket. I can never save. What I came to learn and understand is that because of how we grew up, because of our belief system and our experiences, we live into several money archetypes. Now, money archetypes were a thing that was created by Kendall Summerhawk. They're called sacred money archetypes. And when I first learned this and did a program with her, I was blown away. And I was like, this is a game changer. Because in my world, I deal with money all the time. And I deal with my clients' relationship with money all the time. And I realized, oh, this is a really big component. It's not just our belief system, it's our archetype, because it's kind of like a personality test. Once you know your strength finders or your Colby or your DISC or whatever, you can lead into those strengths and create strategies for your challenges. And for me, I came to understand that my main money archetype was what's called a romantic. And a romantic lives in the now. And they just have a very deep trust that everything is going to be fine. It's all going to work out. So they don't ever consider saving because it's all going to work out. So there's no point. Like, I don't have to worry about it. It's going to work out. However, it's still good to have a savings account. So I had to create some strategies for saving that felt good for me, that worked for me, and didn't take away for this, like, I love the enjoyment of spending money now. A romantic also really loves experiences. They don't really value things. So you mentioned the thing about travel. I love travel. I love the experiences money can buy. And I love sharing those experiences with my friends and my family and important people in my life. So I don't buy a lot of stuff. I wouldn't say I have a minimalist house, but I don't have a lot of stuff around me. It's just not what I value.
Hey folks, isn't Michelle wonderful? Stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate, again, letting your friends and family know about the Saving with Steve Show. You can get all the replays at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the series or the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Never miss a show. And by the way, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. By the way, you can also follow us at Saving with Steve Sexton on the Facebook page. You can get some behind-the-scenes videos, see all the mess-ups like we just had, and all that kind of good stuff. So with that, I want to welcome Michelle Cooper back to the show. And we've been talking about money mindsets, money archetypes, relationship with money, and a whole bunch more. So, Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Awesome. Thank you. This is great. I love this conversation.
We were talking about the archetypes of money. I would like to start talking about some of the issues that people are getting that first little bill from the credit card company. They had a wonderful December, no worries in January, and then all of a sudden, bill, credit card, and that debt hangover's here. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your thoughts about that. And I know your firm has a debt webinar that they have going on, and I think, you know, people might be interested in that, especially some of our listeners throughout the states that are dealing with that debt little hangover there.
Yeah, I love that you call it a debt hangover, because that's truly what it is, right? There's times in our year or our lives that, you know, we spend more than maybe we have, and, you know, we want to just celebrate and forget all of our things that are going on. And this time of year, end of January, beginning of February, those statements start arriving and they're like, oh no, now I got to come up with the money, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be debt that's kind of like piling on top of already existing debt. And that can feel really stressful. Like carrying debt to me feel, and I have carried lots of debt in the past several times. I always describe it as like a lead backpack. Mm-hmm. It weighs you down. It feels hard to move through life when you've got this lead backpack on your back. I realized that there's ways to get out of it. I found myself separated from my husband unexpectedly. I had about $80,000 worth of debt, like consumer debt in my business, money I had invested to grow my business and grow my team, and just kept thinking, okay, the money's going to come in. And then all of a sudden life took a bit of a left turn. And I had to figure out what to do, and pretty quickly, because I knew I couldn't sustain this on my own. I had three kids to support. I was on my own and I had my business. So I did a lot of mindset on debt. I did a lot of research, all of the kind of Dave Ramsey, Snowball, Avalanche, all that kind of stuff. Really, really valuable tools, right? But the first step is really having the clarity on how much debt you have. And that often with my clients is they're like, oh, okay, I didn't realize. Maybe I didn't realize it was so much. All kinds of emotions come into play. But again, it then goes back to the meaning that you're creating about that debt, about yourself. oh, I'm bad with money. What an idiot I am. I made such bad choices. That kind of thinking isn't going to get you out of debt. You got to shift that thinking, and then you got to have the data. And that's why we created the Debt Liberation Workshop, because we support people in walking through getting clarity on the debt and helping them decide what is the best strategy for them, partly based on what feels good. So somebody who likes to have more of an instant reward, a snowball strategy could be really beneficial because you're paying off the lowest balance first, right? And so you're like, oh, I got out from under that one card, right? Somebody who is, you know, maybe what I would call like an accumulator archetype wants to pay the least amount of interest possible, and they want to get out of it as fast as they can. So I learned this, passed it on to my clients. It's been very successful for them. And again, it's just having support and getting the clarity of the data and not spiraling into control because you've created some kind of meaning that isn't true about you just because you have some credit card debt. It comes back to that whole thing about money being neutral. I think debt is neutral as well. It's not good or bad. I know some people say they have very strong opinions that there's good debt and there's bad debt. To me, debt is debt. It's just a neutral thing. I invested a lot of money in my business. My business is actually my retirement plan. Mm-hmm. So why would that be bad debt compared to, I don't know, what some people call good debt of having a mortgage on a house, right? Mm-hmm. So if we can take that meaning, that judgment that we're putting on debt and money, and take that off of us, we can just look at it for what it is. It's a number, and we have a way out from underneath that number and get support on it.
You know what? I was going to echo that sentiment because, quite frankly, debt is a tool. There's many people who use debt totally properly, and they make a tremendous amount of money. And some people, they're able to get low interest rate debts or get a higher rate of return. So they're able to arbitrage it and make money using that. In fact, when interest rates were really low, many people were using certain types of investments that were protected. And they're saying, hey, I've got an interest only loan of 2 or 3% right now, but I'm earning 12. So I'm getting a net of 9. And that's a great way. But when interest rates went up, they said, okay, that's over. It's a smart thing. When you take a look at credit card debt, yeah, according to Wallet Hub, the average person added $1,200 just in December to their credit cards. And then they've got that on top of the other debts, which you're talking about, that compounding a debt or that snowballing a debt in a larger direction creates that problem. And people just don't pay attention to it. And I think the thing that you said was, hey, you really need to understand where you are with the debt. Because we had a conversation with a lady, yeah, that's in her 80s, and her husband passed away prematurely, and she's got a mortgage, and she's thinking about taking on more debt, like a HELOC, to get money to pay off a tax bill. Now, we were able to get the tax bill removed talking to the IRS, but if she had moved forward with that, she would have further leveraged her debt because she didn't understand where she was. She was just trying to immediately take care of the problem and just satisfy it. Let me satisfy it and kick it down the road. It's important that people look at that thought there.
Absolutely. And sometimes you just need a little bit of smart to see it. Having somebody that you can talk through, like that lady was really lucky that she has you to walk her through this, because often we can just get just caught up in it, right? And then we make sometimes some reactionary decisions. Mm-hmm. And reactionary decisions aren't usually our best decisions. They're usually emotional. They lead to things usually that we don't want to experience.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's really nice. That's one of the reasons why your debt workshop is, because sometimes somebody just needs to ask you questions so you can realize the craziness of your thought and have you go, okay, I'm not thinking the right way. I need to adjust this a little bit. And if I do that, I can put myself in a far, yeah, better position, feel better about myself, the whole shot.
Totally. And that's what I mean by the spiral. When we're kind of going it alone and we're trying to figure this all out ourselves, we can spiral and we don't have anybody to bounce stuff off of. And then we get into this kind of like hopeless state of like, I'll never get out of this. This is just going to be here forever. And that's a really kind of low energy, almost like survival state. That's not going to move you into abundance. It's not going to move you into wealth. Get support, whoever that is for you. There's lots of people out there, and there's books you can read and journals you can buy. And our workshop is very low price, like $49 or something, because in my eyes, people are, they're already in debt. They don't have a bunch of money to spend. Like, we have to provide something that's highly valuable that helps them walk through this and create the plan so that they can start to get out from underneath it. That feels amazing.
We've got about a minute left. Michelle, could you just let all of our listeners know how they can go about getting connected with your debt workshop and where to go?
Absolutely. They can find that on our website. It's alchemyaccounting.ca. I've also got it on our social media. So Facebook, Alchemy Accounting, or me, Michelle B. Cooper. And Instagram is Alchemy Accounting or Michelle B. Cooper.
Michelle, okay. Thank you so much for spending time with us today and sharing your knowledge. And I think it's really wonderful at this time of year, you're offering a debt webinar so people can figure out how to reduce, eliminate their debt, start feeling like they're doing something about it so they can feel like an abundance. They're grateful for moving forward. So I do want to thank you for being here with our show here on Saving with Steve. I wish you the best, and possibly can have you back sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. Keep rocking it out. Anytime you want me to come back, I'm happy to talk money.
Sounds good. You as well, Michelle. You have a great day. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, isn't Michelle wonderful? Stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. That was Michelle Cooper. You're going to be able to go to the savingwithsteve.us website. You're going to be in a position where you can get connected with her debt webinar that'll help you work out how to get out of debt. Next, I want to talk to you about some things that are going to affect your lifestyle. And let's just get started talking about that right now. You're taking a look at this little screen on the podcast here. Everyone thinks things are good today because they saw the market go up. But the reality is, folks, we've spent the last 24 months in stagflation. And for those people who haven't taken withdrawals from their accounts, they're close to getting to even. And there's a lot of people who have taken withdrawals from their accounts and they're nowhere near where they were from an account value 24 months ago. We're here to talk to you about ensuring your next so many years in retirement are not affected by getting a full understanding of all the components which are affecting your income. So let's talk about some stuff that many people are really not talking about. Let's talk about those components that are going to directly affect your lifestyle. So first of all, I'm going to show you three different ETFs. One is the S&P, one is the Dow, one is the NASDAQ. The returns are shown. We're going to include dividends. We're going to look at a $1,000 investment in year 2000. If you see over here, that's called a nominal rate of return. It's just all the volatility and everything, add in dividends. We go from $1,000 to $4,518, and it's a nominal rate of return of 6.55. Now, what's even more powerful is to show the real rate of return, which is that return, adding in sequence of returns for fluctuation, dividends, and now the impact of inflation. See, that $1,000 goes up to $2,524. Pretty powerful. So let me show you the next slide. This is the Dow Jones. The nominal rate of return with dividends is 7.31. The real rate of return adjusted after inflation is 4.67. And let's take a look at the QQQ or the NASDAQ. You could see all the fluctuations here, and the nominal rate of return adding in dividends is 6.2, but the real rate of return over the last 24 years is 3.63. What's startling about this is that you have been taking income withdrawals from these positions over the last 24 years, you'd have very little money left and would be worrying about running out of money because, see these negative sequence of returns? You adjust that income withdraws for inflation, quite frankly, you'd be pretty close to either running out of money, or if you retired at 65, hey, you could be dead or dead broke. Now, another thing that's going to affect your lifestyle and that a lot of people aren't talking about is the M2 money supply. So let me share why this is so important. You have the M1 money. This is the money that you're spending every single day that you're utilizing, okay? It's your everyday money. You know what? The M2 money supports your lifestyle. It's stuff that's in your CDs, the interest, your investments, and things like that. Essentially, this money is harder to get to. But the thing here is this. When there is a disruption in the M2 money supply, which means it drops significantly, a recession occurs. And you could see the depressions, the panics, and so on, the Great Depression. And you know what? You think it's like, well, that's a long time ago. Well, even though it happened a long time ago, it still has the same effect today, okay? The M2 money supply has contracted 2% in the last 3 months. Folks, that's fast and furious. See, that's going to affect everyone's purpose money, the money that you use to support your lifestyle. And then there's another thing that's going to affect your money supply or your lifestyle directly. It's called commercial credit. There's been studies by Yale, USC, Columbia, and many other places. So let me just give you the background here on commercial credit. Commercial credit market started in 1973 with $567 billion, and it's grown to $17 trillion. That's about a 7% increase on a year-on-year basis, and that's the way it's supposed to happen. But when there's a disruption of 2%, which has happened three times in this century, October of 2001, it went down 2.09. March of 2020, it went down 6.94. And between November of 2022 and July of 2023, it went down 2.07. Each time this has happened in this century over the last 23 years, there has been a significant decline in the S&P 500. And the reason for this is because the Fed, which has reduced over $1 trillion off its balance sheet, and the credit markets are tightening up, especially the money supply. Did you know $22 trillion is coming due in the next year in commercial credit? And that's just for real estate. It's commercial real estate. And the reason why it's happening is you have so many people who are not going back into the office. The other issue is because they don't have the tenants, they have negative equity in those buildings, and they're going to have to come up for refinance. A lot of regional banks are going to have to deal with that. This long-term effect, it's not going to be a little seam. It's not going to be a headache. It's going to be a lifestyle change. The great thing here, folks, is there an antidote. And this antidote is you have to look at your money with purpose versus performance. So let's take performance money. It's your legacy money. It's the money that has a positive return over time, because you see the market always goes up over time, right? Time will always be the ally of performance, even with economic viruses. Provided God gives you time, you will endure because you have time to recover from the virus. So if the market is down, you have time, just like you saw on those slides. It keeps moving up to the right. Then you have purpose money. It's your now money. It's that you use to support and maintain your lifestyle. See, time is the enemy of your purpose money because you need it now. The thing here is this, folks, if you don't have an antidote to protect your purpose-driven money that supports your lifestyle, the viruses are going to get you because it's going to affect your lifestyle. So it's important that you take the time to work with somebody that helps you protect your purpose-driven money. Folks, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. I hope this short segment gave you a little insight into what's going on with the lifestyle, what you need to look at, and how to protect things. Michelle Cooper with Alchemy Accounting and Bookkeeping is wonderful. You'll be able to go onto our website when her segment airs and you'll be able to link into our debt workshop if you're interested in doing that. And with that, I want to thank you all for joining us today right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.